Hello and welcome to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded and ancestral territories of the Hunk Aminum speaking Musqueam people. Today, I have a very special guest, Rachel. You want to say hi?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my
I've
God.
Missed you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Not even just... I mean, we saw each other the other day, but I've missed doing this with you.
I know. You're always welcome. Longtime friend of the pod, Rachel.
Love.
So glad that you're here today. We're going to talk about all sorts coming up on the show. Sorry for the late start. I was just getting into a bit of a tiz. We had some technical issues, but what would Friday Night Fever be without technical issues? You know, it's just part and parcel of the show at this point.
Exactly. So. Adds a little flavor.
A little something, you know? Yeah. So we're going to start off. We're going to start with some dance music. Then we're going to have some dance pop music. Then we're going to have some R&B. And then we might do some more dance music. We're still figuring that out. But
yeah. I mean, depends how we want our Friday nights to go.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get hyped personally.
Yeah. You know, if not pool and hot tub, then I can't.
Dumplings. That's been my plan for the evening, is trying to find some dumplings, maybe do a tarot card reading, you know.
Ooh.
We'll see what happens. But right, I'm going to introduce the first three songs. So the first one we have today is Take Me There by Solardo and Hayley May. Then we're going to have Everything by Darby and then Fun by Zensei. Those last two are Canadian artists. We love that Canadian content. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
Take me there.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Take Me There by Solardo and Hayley May, Everything by Darby, and then Fun by Zensei. What'd you make of those, Rachel?
You know, it's getting me hyped for Friday.
Good.
I was listening to them earlier this morning, like preparing for coming on the show.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I, you know, I was on the 99. Pumping my little fist in
I know, there's something about it, isn't it, like just having your headphones in and just like jamming. I heard this really good remix of a Britney Spears song, you know, Circus.
Do I know Circus?
Okay, yeah, know Circus. Yeah. But I found this remix of Circus which goes crazy. It's not appropriate for FNF because it's giving very much like 2010, but like, man, I've just been jamming to that all week. I've been so enjoying myself.
Well, yeah, give them a little shout out. Who's it by?
It's by Villains, and it's actually on the official Circus remix like EP.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, yeah, it's really good.
Well, if you're looking for something,
just yeah, maybe I should play it. Maybe I'll play it at the end of the episode if we have time. But ooh. Yeah, also before I introduce the next couple songs, I just want to say a massive shout out to Karim. Woo!
Karim
listening in while he's doing his incredibly complicated PhD work, which involves farming cancer cells.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, shout out Karim for creating a better tomorrow for all of us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hopefully
thank you.
We'll never need to use it, but you're You're the man.
He's doing what needs to be done on a Friday night, and like, I respect it. So we've got a bit of a spooky one coming up next, actually, considering I feel like it is kind of on theme. I know Halloween was yesterday, but I feel like the Halloween celebrations are kind of continuing on this weekend, so it would perhaps be appropriate. But this is a song called Image, originally by Magdalena Bay, and then they released a version with Grimes on it, who I'm still obsessed with. Sorry, not sorry, Grimes is my problematic fave.
I feel like...
If no. Grimes has no stands, I am dead.
But did she not redeem herself when she tweeted at Elon? Like,
yeah.
You're not like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I know your heart.
I think about Grimes and I'm like, she literally went, like, her fall from grace is insane. She went from being the coolest girl in Canada to, like, being in a custody battle with Elon Musk.
The coolest,
like, bro.
Girl in Canada?
Oh,
Alanis Morissette?
Oh, no. Grimes is something else. She had that Montreal vibe, you know, like, Grimes was the it girl.
I think it's funny that you're saying she had a Montreal vibe.
She's from Vancouver.
Maybe one of the most controversial statement. Dismal cultural spaces in Canada.
I don't know. She made it. She made that culture herself. She did everything she could.
What? Two babies now?
Yeah, three? Question mark? I don't know.
Anyways.
Fair play to the last, but like, yeah, she could have made better choices with her partners, but you know.
I mean, we all can.
Who among us? Hand on heart.
Exactly. So, you know, they could never make me hate Grimes.
Right, exactly. Sorry, not sorry. I'm still obsessed with her. I really think if I could choose anyone on this list that we have today to like have dinner with, I would choose Grimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Over 070 Shake?
Oh yeah.
She's
oh
so
and then we've also oh yeah but then Sophie RIP, she would also be awesome.
RIP Sophie
Slater, that would be good fun.
I'm obsessed with Kehlani.
Yeah,
I know that she's
oh
kind
yeah
of like, she's also a problematic fave now.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I don't know, I just
we all have our problematic faves.
Celeb crush.
This is a safe space, it really is.
I feel embraced here.
Yeah, you're always welcome to share. Oh, and then this is coming up after, we're gonna have one that you chose, which is Raisha Rami. I haven't heard of them before, ever in my life.
I wish I had things to add.
Did you say she was Canadian?
No.
Is that someone else?
I did not, but cool music.
Yeah.
It came on Discover Weekly. And I, you know, I felt like I
Hell
discovered
yeah
something this week.
That was good. You got me there.
Thank you.
And then after that, we're going to have Reason Why by Kim Petras, Sophie, and BC Kingdom. BC Kingdom, okay. And then we're going to have the very, maybe we'll have a break, but then maybe we'll play Aquamarine before the break. The new one from Addison Rae. All right. I hope you enjoy.
The theater is dark, so why do you keep dancing? Oh yeah!
What's the best you've got? I forgot it. All my common sense. I need all the common sense. Time to start the clock from the top. We'll be right back.
leaves are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this? Oh my God, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave? Oh my God, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder magazine. Finally, someone understands. And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Dear UBC Indigenous students, applications for the 2024-2025 Intergenerational Wellness Program, which offers traditional Indigenous teachings, stories, dances, food, and ceremonies from across North and Central America, have opened. Attendees will have access to 7 events throughout the 2024-2025 school year. Each event has invited honorable and reputable Indigenous leaders, knowledge keepers, and ceremonialists such as medicine men and medicine women to share their knowledge, wisdom, and healing traditions. Taking part in this one-of-a-kind educational opportunity at UBC helps to reshape and heal Indigenous communities on campus and beyond through revitalizing Indigenous practices and values. Applications are open from September 16th to October 1st, 2024. For more information, please email intergenerational.wellness@ubc.ca. That's intergenerational.wellness@ubc.ca.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, eStudio. eStudio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eStudio.cafe. eastudio.cafe.
Sorry, not me open mouth coughing.
Just making sure everyone's listening.
Sometimes, I don't know, I get the absolute ick if I see anyone cough and not cover their mouth, and then here I am doing that exact same thing. Shame on me.
No, it's okay. It's kind of like, you know how when you walk into like a kindergarten classroom, you just see kids no. like open mouth coughing? Like, it did kind of give me that. But I realized in that moment, no. our friendship is so strong that I didn't even blink an eye.
I love that. I love this bonding moment for us. I'm dead. Anyway, okay, I'm not sick, I promise. I just got something in my throat. I've got a dry throat. I'm stressed. It's dusty as hell in here as well. Anyway, we have some really exciting songs coming up. The first one we need to discuss because it's Addison Rae, Aquamarine. Have you listened to this yet?
I have listened to a snippet.
Oh, it's so
but
good.
I wanted to kind of save it for the air.
I'm kind of obsessed.
Diet Pepsi, like, yeah. slayed.
Yeah.
I listened to it. I didn't even know that it was Addison Rae.
Really?
Which, like, I like Addison Rae yeah. as a person, as a concept. She's never she's never wronged me. She's
personally,
only slayed,
yeah.
right? And I, do you remember that beef on TikTok when her mom kind of
yeah.
showed up at the VMAs or something?
With Young
with
Gravy.
Young Gravy. And ever since, she has my sympathy.
Yeah.
Like, if my mom stepped out with Young Gravy, I would feel so incredibly betrayed. But she's also, like, she was on the Sweat Tour.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
my God.
And, like, Charlie is obsessed with her.
Did you know Addison Rae's dad made a diss track about their family and, like, about the mom going to the VMAs with Young Gravy, and it's called Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I really feel for her because I'm like, your entire family is capitalizing on your fame, which
yeah.
is from making dance videos on TikTok.
And, like, she was good at them during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, you scroll yeah. through, you see Addison Rae do the
She
whip.
Did what she had to do, you know.
Like, was I was like, no.
Millions were entertained.
Exactly.
I don't know. She's a sweetie,
she's dating,
and I like this new era. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, it's okay. Sorry. I love the new era, too. She's dating a producer, right?
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, he has red hair is what I remember from him.
Rings no
like
bells for me.
Famous. Let me look him up.
ASMR for the keyboard.
Yeah. Omer Fetty.
Oh, yes.
Is?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
yeah. Damn, good for her.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, other notable celebs with producer boyfriends.
Billy? What? Didn't she?
Oh. Ooh, I don't know. Date I was thinking was Selena Gomez and
Benny
Blanco.
Yeah, but Benny Blanco is like...
Oh, we don't like.
Well, no. It's not that we don't like. We just don't love, you know, because I'm not a...
You know, you want to know a fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Circus.
What? No, okay, yeah. I take it back. I take it back. You're joking.
No, he wrote Circus, Teenage Dream.
Oh my God, sorry. I need to shut up. I don't know what the hell I'm talking
yeah,
about.
He actually wrote almost all of your faves.
Oh
probably.
My God, I thought he was just like, I swear I've heard him only from his like vocal work, if he's ever done something like featuring Benny Blanco.
Yeah,
right?
He did East Side with Halsey.
Yeah,
that song.
I think that's where I'm kind of like.
Yeah, he actually, I watched an interview of his, which is why I know all these fun facts about Benny Blanco. But he was the protege of Dr. Luke.
Ugh, gross.
I know, but
he's not necessarily responsible for his actions.
Exactly.
He's not responsible for Dr. Luke.
But
yeah.
It was interesting watching the interview because he kind of just, you know, they did like, how did you get started like producing? He was like, you know, I was just 18 and then I was in a studio with like Lady Gaga. And it's like, okay.
How did
wait,
that?
Like,
yeah.
Let's rewind a couple of steps. But
that's crazy.
He's made a lot of really cool music, like written a lot, and yeah, didn't know that he was such a prolific songwriter.
Neither. I mean, you learn something new every day. Do
exactly.
you know what I mean? I wonder, I'll have to have a look after we get the songs playing. I'm going to see what other songs he's had his hand in, because that's very intriguing to me that he wrote so many absolute bangers and that we're only just hearing of him in the mainstream, I guess, like now.
And way more than you would think. Yeah. He retired after Senorita, which I think was really funny.
He's like, that's enough.
Yeah, it's like, I can't do this to the culture anymore, you know. But he then unretired and then made Selena's newest song, I think, which is kind of a flop.
Sorry, when has it not been a flop from Selena Gomez? Sorry.
Gagged. Sorry. If you can see my face right now.
Sorry, I'm not a fan.
If we go through Selena's discography, I'm not a fan.
I'm on the train of like Selena Gomez has been like the protege of like the fake manufactured fan base that doesn't exist.
Oh, well, I don't think like people are listening to her exactly because like,
but you know what I mean?
The music is great.
But she gets like, you know, it'll be like Selena Gomez was the third best-selling female artist of the year or something. I'm like, yeah. No way.
Like, but then again, she was like the most followed on Instagram for such a long
time. Yeah, but like, who says it's real? Like, I think it's fake. Sorry. I think she has a really good PR team. I don't believe it because she doesn't do anything of, in my opinion, she hasn't, you can't, I just don't get it. I don't know.
But she's a child star.
Yeah. Right? But like, so's Miley. Even, you know, I would argue even bigger child star. I don't know.
Ooh, I think Selena got most of the publicity from her relationship with JB.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
so
true.
I think that's where it came from.
I mean,
when I
also
to like Lose You to Love Me, I was like, oh my god, this is definitely about Justin Bieber.
Right. Okay, right? I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that because I do really respect her because she also has a chronic illness. She has lupus. Mm. And so I'm also like, fair play to the lass for like, you know, still working and doing all this kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, it must be really hard, but I personally just don't respect her artistic output personally. But that's
okay.
Just me.
Yeah, you know, we all know that Sophie's not listening to Naturally. It does not come naturally to her.
Hey.
And that's okay, whereas I, you know, if I'm having a really really rough time,
oh,
Love Me Like a Love Song is always there for me.
Yeah, that's okay. I will say that is a banger as well.
Yeah.
But back to Addison Rae. So this new era that she's having. Okay, Diet Pepsi number one, love. Wish we could play on the show, but it's too much of a hit. Sorry.
I mean, suffering from success.
I know, right? But I will say, I had a thought about this. I think the music video is a bit much. I feel like it's overstating the point that already exists with Diet Pepsi. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean because, unlike, you know, I'm betraying my early 2000s roots. I don't watch music videos anymore.
Okay, you didn't miss much with this one. Okay. It's basically just like very sexy, like wind machine. Addison Rae in her underwear in the back of a car. Like, I'm like, go girl, but we're already kind of saying this in the song, so why don't we do something different with the music video personally? But that's just me.
I'm gonna ask you a question that might seem like it's from left field.
Okay.
Did you like the Bound 2 music video?
As a concept, yeah, but I don't go back and watch it.
Okay.
Like, love Kim K on that motorbike, like, you go girl.
I was just wondering because, like, I feel like that, you know, musical, you know, backdrop for the video didn't really hit for me.
I feel like it added something different though. Do you know what I mean? It added a whole extra layer to it. Because it's like, first of all, it was just a song. And then we have a music video with Kim Kardashian looking very sexy on the back of a motorbike.
Okay.
Whereas this is just like, the song is already sexy. We know Addison Rae is a cutie pie. And then we just see kind of, I don't know, I just feel like they could have done more. It's very, low key.
Want to see.
Haven't got there yet.
Okay.
But I will say, this song as well, Aquamarine, I think this is like the B-side of Diet Pepsi or whatever.
I think also, you know, Addison is just kind of finding her sound.
Right.
To Die For was a banger, but, you know,
this is
not to
my
everyone.
Favorite one so far.
Oh.
This is like, I think it's so nice. It's so like sensual and it's so like just listen to the lyrics. It's like, oh, it's amazing. I think she absolutely killed it with this. And I wonder if they're going to do a video for this as well. So listen to this. Tell me what you think. We'll discuss this after. Then we're going to have Needs by Tinashe. Then we're going to have Wannabe Friends by Earth to Zoe, who's a Canadian artist. And then we will discuss your opinion on Aquamarine.
All right. I'm
Does
ready.
Sound good?
Uh-huh. around my neck. Don't have to say it, you know what's next. I'm transforming and realigning. I'll take you with me high, 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 high. Give me.
Up. Oh, you'll be lying if you call this casual. you're not the type to stay anyway. Oh, 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 oh. Anyways, I was saying.
Stupid. eyes, I turn to stone. I look away, I gotta go.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard How That Tastes by Kehlani, Guilty Conscience, by 070 Shake, She Loves Me by Dora Jar, Wanna Be Friends by Earth to Zoe, Needs by Tinashe, and of course, Aquamarine by Addison Rae. Rachel, tell me your thoughts.
Just real quick before I forget.
Yeah.
We did sandwich the 070 Shake song with the Kehlani song.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you guys don't know that history, they used to date. Uh-oh.
Hot couple alert.
Aquamarine. I mean, Addison slays yet again.
Uh-huh. Addison right? slay.
I feel like, as you were saying too, it's a more, it's like kind of the same vibe as Diet yeah. Pepsi, but this one, it was, I don't want to just say, it was great.
It was like, very sensual. It was, but I was like, yeah.
I felt like she, you know, Diet Pepsi, I was in the back of a car, you know, maybe like a little bit drunk, like passed out. But then this one felt like, oh my gosh, I'm waking up in the morning.
In heaven. You know, yeah.
I'm in heaven. I'm in like the coziest bed in the world.
Right.
Candles are lit.
Exactly. Right? That is exactly a vibe. Like it's just the atmosphere that the song creates. I think you nailed it.
And
definitely.
As you were saying too, like the lyrics. I'm dancing in my own reflection. I'm the ray of light. Like, oh my gosh, Addison.
You yes. go, girl.
This is all we've ever wanted for you.
I know. She's doing great. Love this for her.
And like so unexpected from, you know, TikTok phenomenon, Addison Rae.
Right? But what's the other one called? Charli D'Amelio could never. Sorry. Not to like pit the girls against each other, but like... Addison, you knocked out of the park.
Yeah, she did. I actually know the D'Amelios mostly from Dixie dating a famous hockey player.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Rachel is like has a strange special interest in hockey that I fully respect because I think it's so cool. But it just kind of like it came
really
out of nowhere
came from left field. I was yeah. going through a bit of a roughy heart wise. You know, I'd had my heart shattered, and then I got really into hockey. So I'm really looking for someone to shatter my heart again so I can have a new interest in my life. This hockey thing's getting a little cringe.
No, but it's amazing. No, I think it's amazing, though, because you know so much about hockey. Like, genuinely. But you, like, you're even at the level where you're, like, talking about, like, the politics and, like, all these other kind of stuff and, like, the history and, like, you know, the meaningful events in the culture. Like,
yeah,
respect, honestly.
Just a little shout out to my man last night.
Sydney
Crosby scored the OT goal. People are calling it vintage Crosby.
Oh, nice.
Because
he still got it?
He still got it, and he's 38, which Damn. Is really, like, that's decrepit mm-hmm. for a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw him play in Vancouver, he was not that good, but I'm glad, you know, he's back on his BS, and yeah, next time I'll bring a sign that reads Lesbians for Crosby.
Yes! Oh my gosh! That's so good. Dude, I was listening to this song the other day. I would play it, but it's already on my, like, top most played on Spotify, so I don't want it to be there, so I'm not playing it.
It's sacred?
No, it's not. Oh. It's, like, so not. It's, like, a two-minute song that will constantly come up because it's on my liked songs.
Oh, that happened to me with, oh, I can't remember the name of this.
Yeah. Oh, but this one is called Heater. And one of the lyrics is like, I keep that stick on me like young Crosby.
Stop!
And I'm like,
wait,
oh.
I'm going to have to look this up
yeah,
later.
I feel like you'll enjoy it.
I
yeah.
mean, is it a heater?
It is a heater, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't wait to see it on your rap.
It's an, oh my God, it's going to be like number one. It's so bad.
Also, guys, just so you're aware, Spotify did release a tweet that said, it keeps counting after October 31st. So don't start listening to One Direction yet. I know you want to stream Strip That Down by Liam Payne every single day.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Liam. But if you don't want it to show up, wait.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it still counts the stuff that you play on private, I wonder?
I would guess so.
Yeah, probably.
Because, like, it's just scraping your data, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't really, you know, no data is private to Spotify.
Damn, I want to work for Spotify so bad. Deadass.
Do
dead
you ever look at, like, Receiptify?
Yes, I love Receiptify.
Yes, that one's also very good.
Yeah. There used to be, do you know, I was actually a beta tester for Spotify when it first
okay.
released. I was one of the first 200 people to have Spotify.
Oh my God.
I know. Sorry, wait. Claim to fame.
Wait, no, this is... You
yeah.
kind of ate that because
yeah.
you were working for Spotify.
Literally, I was. Right? I was giving them my free labor. Maybe I'll write that in my cover
Get
letter.
This girl, you know, we need a Spotify. If anyone from Spotify is listening,
please God, that would be my dream.
Fans here.
I mean, I've been an OG Spotify enjoyer, like deadass. Like my username, I could have had Sophie, just Sophie, but my friend's sister had that. So, and he's the one that gave me the beta testing like link.
Sister.
Yeah, but it was basically like a childhood friend, like a neighbor. His mum knew one of the like founders.
What?
Yeah. So
I didn't
like
know this lore about you.
Yeah, yeah. So incredible. I got this link when I was like literally a child, which is like you can play music for free, and we're like, this is so sus. Like, how is this legal? Yeah. But like, we were enjoying it, and I remember I moved to Canada for a year when I was 13, and then I couldn't use Spotify for like a couple months because Spotify
right
hadn't
back.
Come here. Yeah,
put me on a plane.
I know, and I was like, so I was like, I miss my Spotify. But yeah, I was one of the OGs.
Oh my gosh! Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So whenever you meet someone, this needs to be like one of your icebreakers.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that's incredible.
So true. I should start flexing that a bit more. Yeah.
Personally, I was an 8-tracks girly.
Oh yes.
Because
yes,
8-tracks or YouTube to MP3.
Oh yes, another banger.
LimeWire, if you guys remember that from the early 2000s.
I was never allowed. It was blocked. My family blocked LimeWire.
My older cousin, you know when you have an
it's always the older cousin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wearing this cap right now that says MTV on it.
So slay.
And my older cousin, like, you know, she had older sisters that were really cool, and they would always download things from LimeWire that would mess up the computer. But that's how I know so many early 2000s bangers.
You do have a strange knowledge for someone of your age. Yeah, you know so much like 90s R&B stuff.
But, you know.
But it's organic. It like comes from your like childhood.
From the heart.
Yeah.
I will say I used to be really scared of the game Operation. Do you know one? And in the backgrounds, this Black Eyed Peas songs would always be on, like, the same time we were playing Operations. So now, to this day, I have an irrational fear of the song My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. Like,
not
you
my
put it
humps.
On, I literally, like, it scares me.
Oh my god. I love this. The mental associations.
Yeah, strong ties.
Oh my god.
To songs.
Speaking of which, let's have, so we've got four coming up next, and we want to get these ones done before the end of the show, because I feel like they're a mix of mine and your suggestions. Mm-hmm. So I've chosen Ask the Braids in Cairo by Feluca and MC Babal, and then we both know Very Few Friends by Saint Laurent, which is the third one.
Yes,
and then you
Palestinian
chose
King.
Big Up, Saint Laurent, and then Can I Talk My Beep by Vagabond. And then Everything About Her by Amy Blue. All right, I think I'm gonna play those in the order I said them. But yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Feluca on the way, like, yeah. This one's for you. This one's for us. This one's for you. This one's for us. This one's for you. This one's for us, this one's for us. I stayed real restless for most of the night. Tossing and I'm turning, waiting for daylight. Waiting for my bite, I've been waiting for my right to crystallize this funk. Little miss eat my haters for breakfast and lunch, yo. I'm in the sunshine now. Drifting off to dreamland, let me chill with clouds. Don't need no cloud to take me upward. It's deep spiritual work. Unlearn your propaganda, unlearn your propaganda. Get me propaganda, if you please.
Your dance
if you want to.
Your breathing,
heart is pumping,
and you're lovely
in your hometown. Cobrio Srinil with the lowdown, I'll let you slow down.
You're so lovely when you're working, and you're working.
I'll let you slow down.
Feel so lovely. When you're working, still you're working.
Do you hear it in my voice? Don't need to rise above the noise. If you hear me through my spirit, that's better than most. I said that's better than most, don't you know? Aiza akbar, aiza afrah, aiza awsa lil hilal. Aiza kun fi gismi meya meya wil hawa. Daiman gamed, aiza kallim khalid, masik arid. Fi salon wabardu barid. Wasanid ala sura of an ideal world. Tul hayata omu shalit, but I'm not her. And I don't talk shit. How you even heard? Winti Malik, yo. Aiza fokar nafsi tariq mashi salik. Aiza fokar nafsi wafri sha'af izza malik. Wherever life takes me, yeah. I fall in love daily with the words, with the language. Ask the birds, they understand this. In Cairo, I'm coming home to you, yeah.
إسعان احنا ملوك الهيلمان عبينا في برطمان احلام ما تتقلش ما تخافش اكمن الكشف مش محتاج علام بدون الام شريط كتفلام عريق والسلام بدون حمامة سابولنا القش سقعان بدون دجاجة بدأنا نبش من غير قفش بحكم الحاجة لقينا ايدينا في الكلبش بدون اعادة بس
بالتقسيط
قب نوري الارادة
بالتسقيط
ضد المية وضد النار بدون حراسة انتو بوري على الطاسة وانا وقار ماشي دايما بالكراسة مدمن افكار ولو محتار خلينا اقولك المفيد كزوري اصلا بتهوم عند المحيط لقوني قصدا بعوم في الغويط حويت رصدا سعيد لفظا بعيد عن السويت بلسان صليت بعيد على العبيد بلسان صليت بعيد عن العبيد بعيد عن العبيد
in Cairo I'm coming home
it's so lovely when you're working and you're working still you're working heart is pumping feels so lovely when you're working still you're working still you're working still you're working
listen I'm not toxic I'm broken baby Or maybe I'm just saying that. Kind of bad little thing من المغرب تستنى عليا. She knows where I'm staying at. قلت لها تيجي لي أمريكا بس ما عندها فيزا. قلت لها تلاقيني بمارسيليا. Vas-y fais tes valises. Retrouve-moi dans le sud de la France. والفريق حواليا. Cause I love a boy. Love I'm back in a building. Viens chez moi. Vas-y. Oui. Till the morning. Demain soir. On va tester ça. Après ça. Sera la dernière fois. Cause gotta focus on the vision, baby. Next year I'll be on FIFA. I think you feel that I'm tripping, baby. Well, the thing is, I have very few friends. I'm focused and have very few friends. Self-respect with some green eyes and that suntan. Self-made, now you're self-paid with your own plans. Your family was so proud of you. لما طرقت الباب. سلمي على سيدو سلمي على تيتو سلمي على جاد أخوكي. We have the sign of sex in the morning. Expensive when you moan it. Hop on a Zoom call for an hour, then come back to show you who own it. Fly you to Beirut for the winter time. Don't post about it online. Took her to dinner at Hamra, and one thing she kept telling me, she has very few friends. She's focused and has very few friends. You take away all my focus, but I'm down. Gotta bring you back to my town. طيارة دغري عبادي. وأكيد I'll show you around. Bienvenue dans mon quartier. Sur son bracelet c'est du quartier. Elle veut que tu parles en français. I wanna take you to Paris and spoil you. I wanna go to Marseille and enjoy you. I want those guys in your DMs to talk to themselves and then tell all their friends that they know you. I wanna make you forget about your ex. I want you overthinking all your texts. I want the neighbors to hear you yell. Told me she's a CEO, I can tell. So you do you and I'll do me. But when we come together, it's, when we come together, it's a fuck it, bro.
Ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go. We see that honestly, ready to go. myself through the smoke. Me up. You're confessing, I'm undressing. And it's there, why you scared? It's not precious. I know what you like, it's impressive, right? Only way you forgot is if you lost your own. Honestly, I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Ready to go.
Welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Ask the Birds in Cairo by Feluca and MC Bobal, Very Few Friends by Saint Levant, Can I Talk My Beep with Vagabond, and then Everything About Her by Amy Blue. Thanks for those recommendations, Rachel.
Of course, anytime.
Yeah.
We, you know, at the top of the show, we were pondering, you know, are we going to end on some dance pop?
Mm-hmm.
But Instead, we're having a very chill and serene Friday night.
It was very mellow. It was a nice way to wrap up the show, I think. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I mean, to use one of your words, I'm absolutely shattered.
That was good. I like that. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me on the show. You're a legend.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And one more shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Karim, for listening.
Shout out to Karim. Big ups.
Yep. Hope you're having an amazing Friday night,
right?
Everyone.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Can't wait to have you on again. Come on whenever you like. You're always welcome.
Yeah. I can't wait to come back.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you also for listening. I'll be here same time every single Friday. That's 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks again to Rachel. Best guest ever and friend of the pod.
Best guest ever.
You have such a goated taste in music. Like, every time you come on, you like bring the sauce to the show. It's amazing. It's so good.
If only we could play swear words, guys.
The world would not be ready.
No.
The speakers would burst.
Exactly.
All right.
All right.
Let's wrap it up and I will see you next week.
Perfect.
Change your element, my bad. You can't feel my pain.